I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. Have you ever had a time, I've done this recently, where I ordered something online and I was just so excited about getting it and I couldn't wait. And when I got the package, it was like, okay, I want to be sitting in the right chair. I want to have the right thing to open the package and I want it just to be awesome. And then when you open the box, it's like, okay, that's not what I imagined. It didn't look like that online. And it's like, oh, crud, it's not what you imagined. I mean, that's just awful, isn't it? I mean, there have been times when I thought, man, this is going to be just spot on. It's going to be perfect. And I built my anticipation up and it just didn't happen. Well, here is some really great news for you. Listen to what Galatians chapter 1, verse 3 says when Paul writes, "May God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace." Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. All glory to God forever and ever. I mean, these gifts, grace and peace, are such a big deal in walking the Jesus life. To literally be able to know that each day, each moment, every challenge and every joy, every mountaintop and every valley, God wants to pour out on you grace and peace. In grace, he wants to extend us forgiveness. In power, he wants us to live in peace. Friend, today, the greatest thing you can ask the Lord for in your life, other than forgiveness, is that his grace and his peace might be so overwhelming in your life that he takes over. So today, I invite you, let's take a few moments and get our breath under control and get our focus on the Lord Jesus and allow grace and peace to overwhelm us. I'll mind the time and I'll be back in a few moments. Let his grace wash over you with direction, with peace, and with power. I'll be back in a few moments. Lord, thank you that the gifts that you offer us in grace and peace are in abundance and waiting for us. Friend, I'm so grateful you joined us for another weekday meditation. I'm so grateful over the past week or two, we've been able to walk our way through the book of Galatians going backward and spending it to end our time letting the Lord God of all creation speak grace and peace into your life. Thanks for joining me this week on the weekday meditation. I hope you'll jump over and listen to our sister podcast, the weekday podcast, where we literally just take a little scripture and unpack it for you so that you can have a little cup of encouragement each day. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.